We have a special guest with us this early in the morning because, you know why? He doesn't have anything to do today. I mean, absolutely nothing. He does Fox and Friends. He does Fox News. He does the Brian Kilmeade Show. He tours. He writes books. He does all kinds of stuff. He has coffee IV drips in his veins. But I'm sure this appearance here on the Morning News Express is going to be the highlight of his career. And we're welcoming Brian Kilmeade to the Morning News Express. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, guys, Chris and Bob, thanks so much for having me on, and I am excited to join you for the first time, but hopefully not the last.
Well, that would be amazing if you keep continuing to join us, and we have a special announcement that you're going to be part of WFMD's great lineup beginning today, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yeah, the Brian Kilmeade Show is going to be joining your great lineup, and I'm just thrilled to be doing it, especially with this election season, all the drama that's taking place in New York City and the exciting race you guys have for the Senate seat with Larry Hogan and, of course, the rebuilding of the bridge. I can't believe how much is going on in and around what's happening in Maryland. So I'm thrilled to be joining at a time like this and in a lineup like yours.
Yeah, we appreciate you being here. And let's start off. And I mean, there's lots to talk about with you and the career and stuff and all the things you got going on. But let me ask you about your thoughts on the presidential race.
Well, I mean, they say it's tightening up. And I guess it is. But if you just look at performance, and I know it's going to be close regardless who the Democrat or Republican is. People should understand that. Very divided at this moment. I think it'll change when candidates change. But I do think that if you just look at the performance of Joe Biden, it gets more concerning on a daily basis, let alone you talk about the candidate himself and the age. You talk about the people around him. I mean, one thing about George W. Bush, if you remember back, no one said, okay, the problem is he's got no foreign policy. He's got no foreign policy experience. His dad has got all this experience as opposed to W. So what he did is he asked Colin Powell. What he did is told Rumsfeld, do you want to try Secretary of Defense again? What he did is go, Dick Cheney, you were Secretary of Defense. You want to come out of the private sector and help out. So he kind of assuaged people. When Joe Biden came back, he picked the vice president that nobody thinks is doing well. And he surrounded himself with a bunch of people that didn't do well the first time and are underperforming again. So this is the biggest, the most unsurprising 3.5 years ever. And sadly, I just think that if you just look at performance, the numbers show, even the Siena poll. The Siena poll comes out. Donald Trump's gone up in every area since he left the job. I mean, in terms of handling the economy, between 2020 and 2024, he's up 10. I think the country's better off under him as under Biden, now up 9. Handling of law and order. Do you need me to answer that question? Handling of unifying America, I think they both could do better on that note. So, I mean, the thing that Democrats have is the abortion issue. And let's see how that plays out compared to the chaos and ineffectiveness and weakness that we're experiencing right now.
And Brian, I'll tell you, as a father of two kids, you know, middle-class person, middle-class guy with a wife, it's tough nowadays. I see the difference, Brian. I mean, my grocery bill's up the roof. Gas is a lot higher than it was, and it's tough to make ends meet now. And I know I speak for a lot of people in our great country.
You know, it's a death of a thousand cuts in how much is your fault. You know, okay, people say, oh, you give the president too much credit when the economy's good and too much blame when it's bad. Well, okay, but that's fine. There are certain things out of your control. I get it. But when you have energy costs this high and then you ask people, what have you done with energy? Well, you've gone out of your way to, as much as drilling has gone up, it could go up almost double than what it is. They stopped natural gas production, so that affects oil and gas. It's up, I think, 20%. And then when you talk about inflation, well, what does that have to do with the president? Well, the two huge spending bills we did not need were jammed down our throats, so it devalued the dollar, and went up 9% with inflation, and then up go the interest rates, so the housing bubble, the housing doesn't move, and then when inflation doesn't go down, when it starts going up again, people say, well, there's no relief in play. And the thing I keep in mind is that 60% of the people listening to us right now are paycheck to paycheck. So if the paycheck is not growing with inflation, then you just tighten your belt and say, you know, why am I tightening my belt? I haven't changed my lifestyle at all. Well, it's $20, $20, $15, $200. At the end of the day, you go, you know, what's going on here? why do I just have a little bit less, let alone unexpected expenses? So ultimately, we're up to it's up to us to gain more money, to put our career on the right path. I get it. But just don't get in our way and make it worse in under the guise of I'm trying to save the planet. You know, meanwhile, we can't even say that defense spending's going to. You can say, well, this is the sacrifice we're making to build up defense. No, it's not even keeping up with inflation. We're not even putting out ads to recruit people into the military. We're talking, you know, we have more talented towers and Wounded Warriors, which are unbelievably great organizations, than we do of people putting on the, you know, putting on the camouflage and winning wars and having exciting careers. So where's the benefit? Where are we benefiting from the money that we're spending? It's people's agenda rather than what's good for the American people, which for the most part is getting out of our way and letting them live our lives with the most affordable way possible.
We're talking with Brian Kilmeade here on the Morning News Express. And, you know, of course, with what happened over the weekend with Israel being attacked by Iran, and I was thinking, do we have, and I hate to use this word, but it's the only word I could come up with this early in the morning, does Biden and the United States have the gravitas to actually make a difference anymore? Do people look at the United States as, you know, the superpower that it used to be and maybe still is?
It's a great question, and the thing is, we're telling Israel, don't hit back. You won. Really? It doesn't feel like a win. For the first time ever, we've been attacked directly by Iran, and they were able to take a bow. We're finding out more and more how many of these drones just failed to get to their targets. So they did telegraph it. We were able to pick it up, but you can't even say 300 was enough because a lot of them crashed before they got there, which shows how inept for now Iran is. And then you're telling Israel, just absorb it. Yeah, end going after Hamas. Stop it. And then when Iran attacks you, just take the win. Excuse me? This is Joe Biden at his best. We have his terrible foreign policy instincts, and we're lending it to Israel. And I think Israel, I think they have to exact a hit on Iran and let them know you cannot do this again and consider yourself unscathed. This government in Iran is extremely unpopular with the Iranian people. They spend all their money on terrorist organizations, not on the people. It's an extremely well-educated population. If you read some of the things, if you go on Al Jazeera, you see the unrest in their country that has nothing to do with Israel or America. And, you know, our military performed brilliantly over the weekend. Jordan was brilliant over the weekend. France and UK all played a role in knocking down these drones and these cruise missiles and these ballistic missiles. Got it. Yep. But and so did, you know, so the Arrow system, so did David Sling, and so did the Iron Dome. Congratulations. But how many more times can that happen? Imagine if Hezbollah shot rockets from the other side and then Hamas has rockets left on theirs. They would not have emerged unscathed. So why is the U.S. telling them not to act on their own interests? It drives me crazy.
You almost feel like this is a test for President Biden. Well, from Iran's point of view, how far can we get away? What can we do till President Biden finally steps up and says enough's enough? You know, the words don't isn't going to help. It's not going to help. They're still going to do what they want to do. Talking about Iran.
I mean, does it amaze you guys? And unfortunately, I got to run to the set. But does it amaze you guys how little the president even talks? I mean, literally, he just feels no compunction to address the Oval Office, go out and talk to the press. They have to talk to him and scream at him as he walks to a chopper or a car. And we should not accept that. We shouldn't accept it from Trump, Bush, Obama. Walk over, do a press conference. How dare you take part in this historic attack on Israel and not even talk to the press afterwards? We have to get rumors from NBC, from some insider, that Israel was told to stand down, and they worry that they're going to act impetuously. So, I mean, that not be acceptable to anybody.
Yeah. Well, I know we got to let you go soon, but real quick, two questions. Format-wise, TV or radio? I know you're getting ready to go on TV, but which is the one that's more dear to your heart?
You know, I hate to think one without the other. I mean, I started doing all sports radio at the same time doing TV back when I was in Los Angeles. And from the minute I got here and Tony Snow started his show, I just said, can I be his backup? And they said, okay, you can try it. And when Tony Snow went to the White House, I got the show. And I can't imagine walking into this building and not doing both. But to me, this is the best therapy ever, goes on TV in 4 minutes, 5 minutes, 6 minutes, yeah. In and out, in and out, in and out. And with us, we get a chance to talk, listen to, interact with the listeners, expand on your thought. I don't know everything. A lot of listeners, as you guys know, are so passionate about it. They always bring in every perspective. I got these unbelievable guests that have come on because of Fox and because we've been doing it now for 14 years. So I'm able to move these stories forward. Anyway, when I'm done with the show, I actually just love it. I mean, I just love everything about it because this, if I was at the deli, I'd be the annoying deli guy talking about international affairs and domestic politics and sports.
Yeah, so my second question, then we'll let you go, is that since you've interviewed all these people, I was looking at, I'm reading Jordan Peterson's 12 Rules of Life, and I saw you interview him. Have you ever been intimidated or in awe of a guest that you've had?
That's a great question.
Other than us.
I don't think in awe. If you prepare, you know, you're in awe. I mean, some people like you better than others. You can tell at the end, I'm like, man, I'm going to be interviewing this person for a while, and other times people are thinking to myself, okay, that guy didn't want to be here. But I always just try to – I always think of the audience. So I'm just thinking, what does the audience need to hear from this guy? So I don't need people to say you did a great interview. I love when people go, hey, you had that guest on. I love that guest. That means we did a good job. That means we highlighted their point of view. You interacted and offered a contrasting view to get the interview to be better. So to me, at this point, I don't get intimidated. I just feel like bigger guests, you have more – responsibility to get something new out. So that's an interesting question, but I never thought about intimidating at this point.
Well, Brian Kilmeade joining the WFMD great lineup of talk show hosts, and we are so thankful that you are, and hopefully we'll get to talk to you in the future.
We'll do something hopefully every week.
That'd be great.
Guys, thanks so much for having me on. I look forward to joining your lineup today, and hope everyone's going to love it, and I hope to be in maybe come by and visit you. Studio. All right. Go get them, guys.
Take care.